So our next presenter is Ae-young Lee, and she's going to be presenting a horticultural therapy program based on task-oriented training for improving upper limb function and balance ability in stroke patients. Please welcome our speaker.
Good afternoon. My name is Ae-young Lee, and I am a doctoral researcher at Gangwon University in Seoul, Korea. Today, I would like to talk about my recent research of a horticultural therapy program based on task-oriented training for improving upper limb function and balance ability in stroke in patients. In my presentation, I will start with the introduction, method, experiments, followed by the result and conclusions. Stroke is the sudden onset of neurologic defection by disruption in blood supply to lesion of the brain. 795 Americans got stroke in each year, and 18% of patients have trouble with serious long-term disability. Stroke rehabilitations focus on restoring motor functions that was damaged by stroke. Our brain has neuroplasticity that changes fluidly by brain cell and brain nerves by learning. Task-oriented training or rehabilitation method based on the brain plasticity is known to be the most effective treatment for stroke rehabilitation. By repeatedly being trained, the patients could learn the motor skills, activating brain plasticity that reorganized the by forming the neuron-neuron networks connection. In this day, horticultural therapy has to be known to positive effects in to stroke rehabilitations in physical and psychological way using mostly indoor horticultural activities. However, there was no scientific mechanisms for how horticulture has a positive effects and how does it help in stroke rehabilitation. So we need to sudden systemic approaches to develop a horticultural therapy program in stroke rehabilitation. So we like to know the possibility of horticultural activities as task-oriented training. In our previous studies, we compare the similarity in horticultural activity motion and task-oriented motion through kinematic and kinetic analysis. We found that there was the similar movement patterns of indoor horticultural activities such as planting plants and sowing seed with reaching grasping training. We found also the similar movement patterns outdoor horticultural activities such as digging, raking, transporting, and harvesting with functional tasks for improving balance-improving training. Therefore, the object of studies was to assess the effects of horticultural therapy program based on task-oriented training for improving upper limb function and balance ability in patients. Our used three core factors developing horticultural therapy. repetition and progressive, which is the additional factors in task-oriented trainings. The last factors was one-on-one therapy. Because patients can practice correctly, help the horticultural therapist based on kinetic and kinematic characteristics in horticultural activities. So we developed, horticultural therapy programs with 80 sessions task-oriented training. Reaching wrapping trainings consist of indoor horticultural activities such as planting plants and sowing seed and cutting. To be specific, reaching practice was performed repeatedly through changing distance, torso, and horticultural materials. In grasping patterns, practice was performed ball grasps during peeling of soil and with finger tree prehensions during sowing seed 30 times per session. Total scale practice was combined with the reaching grasping motion in horticultural activities and changing plant locations frequently to increase the range of motions of upper limb by using pens. Balance ability consists of the outdoor horticultural activities such as designing garden, making garden plots, and transporting plants. In case of stooping practice, the harvesting required position of stepping back and reaching the target spot, performing the horticultural task, and stretching back. 30 times per session were repeated. In total skill practice, the three horticultural activity motions were applied with 14 repetitions. The application of our horticultural therapy programs, we examined 31 stroke patients at Bovas Memorial Hospital in Seongnam, Korea. The 14 participated in our horticultural therapy programs, and additionally, 17 the patients did not participate in any horticultural therapy considered as control groups. The program was held three times a week, 60 minutes per session during 6 weeks. The physical and psychological function assessment tested before and after horticultural therapy programs to know the function changes of stroke patients through horticultural therapy. Physical function factors were measured in actual hospitals to assess to patients patients' functional physical functions such as manual function test, hand function test, balance ability function, and the activity of daily living. Psychological function factors was used with highly reliable questionnaires that widely over used in clinical settings to know patients' depression and rehabilitation stress, motivation, and falling efficacy. To compare the effects using horticultural therapy program before and after, Wilcoxon seems to link the test with the SPSS program were used. The average age of horticultural therapy group and control groups were 15.3 and 15.6. The main stroke damages was cerebral hemorrhage and ischemic strokes. There was no significant difference between them. In physical rehabilitation outcome, the upper limb functions of horticultural therapy groups was improved compared to the pretest. We believe that the repeated reaching grabbing task activated the brain plasticities that caused the reorganized neural networks and finally has a positive effect on upper limb function. Motor function also were improved because of the repeated practice of ball grabs and finger tree prehension. The balance ability also showed similar effects. The horticultural activities practiced motor strategies for maintain balance and motor control function of the central nervous and neuron system has been restored by reorganizing the damaged brain neural network. After horticultural therapy, horticultural therapy groups' daily living activities were also improved. Because of the daily living activities are mainly influenced by upper and lower limb movements. In psychological rehabilitation outcome, the depression in horticultural therapy groups significantly reduced compared to the pretest, while the control groups still had a moderate depression. The patients used green plants, and could feel emotional stability and relaxation effects, has been already demonstrated in, physiological studies. Fear of fallings also was reduced in horticultural therapy groups. Because different to task-oriented training, horticultural therapy performed in real-world environment and made an opportunity in building social relationship. In conclusions, we investigated the horticultural therapy program has applicability the task-oriented training in improving physical and psychological functions. I think application of task-oriented training in horticultural therapy can include the effectiveness in horticultural therapy in rehabilitation therapy. With this, I would like to close my presentation. Thank you for your time.